This is Brian Hansen for KCAW Radio, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome the mock trial team from Sitka High School. We have with us here today Will Pate, a freshman, Jesse Bartels, a senior, and Frilly Utami, a senior. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay.
I understand that you've been in Anchorage on a state tournament recently. Let's turn to the senior, Jesse.
Yeah, we did. About a week and a half or so ago, we all went up to Anchorage to compete in the state mock trial competition, and we competed with 9 schools across the state.
And how'd you do, Jesse?
We got 3rd place, just barely made it 3rd place. We almost went to finals, but South, the team we went up against in semifinals, they beat us by just a few points, so we were a little short, but we did come in 3rd.
Well, congratulations. I'm sure it was hotly contested up there for all that. Jesse, why don't you continue on and tell us a little bit about what went on there as far as, did everyone have the same case that a trial was?
Yeah, they did. Everyone got the same case, the exact same witness testimony or affidavits. But the attorneys, they all came up with different questions from each team.
And Frilly, why don't you tell us a little bit about the process of how a mock trial goes on when you're competing up at state?
So we have 3 attorneys. Like, every team have 3 attorneys, and there are 3 witnesses. So there are Alex Petrovsky and Danny Bender and Dr. Austin Reynolds, which is the doctor, and then the defense have Dr. Wilcox, which is the expert witness, and the coach Haskins of the girl, and
Riley Strauss.
Yeah,
way to go, Will.
Way to follow. I was the attorney for Riley Strauss. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and what was it, really quickly, what was generally the case about? What were the issues in the case?
It's about a girl, which his name is Andrea Bender, who died from a diet supplement while she was playing basketball, and her mother filed the case to the court, so that's the trial for.
And what was your role in the case, really?
I was a witness. I was the friend of Andrea Bender, Alex Petrovsky. So, yeah, it was pretty hard because I have to cry and everything.
How did you do that? Did you get real tears out on this?
Yes, she did.
All right.
Well, it's not real tears, but it's still tears.
Right. So tell me a little bit about, you know, you're a witness. Is there a lot of preparation you have to do as far as reading up on your testimony and getting prepared for that? Why don't you describe that?
Yes, a lot of preparation. We have to read the affidavits and actually kind of remember it by heart. And we have to answer the questions that the attorney have too. So it's pretty hard to remember all of those.
So Will, you are one of the attorneys in the case, then?
Yes, I'm an attorney.
Okay, and what were you for the defense, the plaintiff, or the defendant?
Well, we switched off and on. Okay. We would, every court case, we'd find out if we were defense or plaintiff. And we each had a witness that we would cross and examine, or cross and direct for each plaintiff and defense. And so every case, we'd switch back and forth.
All right, so you had to be prepared to argue both sides of the case, which makes it a lot more difficult. So what did you like about the case, the issues in the case, Will, when you were working on this?
It was hard. It was just doing all the preparation and everything, getting every little, because the witness that you were crossing could just slip out at any moment and try to squirm away from the questions you were trying to ask them and just get away from what you were trying to get out of them. So you kind of had to be straight down with it and get out what you wanted to get out. And that was kind of hard to form the questions. And then objections, too, were hard to do.
So, Will, I understand you're a freshman at Sitka High School.
Mm-hmm.
And is this your first year doing mock trial type of teamwork?
Yeah. Yes.
What? Talk to me about the amount of preparation that you had to do to prepare for the state tournament as far as the number of days and each practice, the number of hours you practiced.
Well, we started like a month before, about, which is okay amount. And we would practice about 3 or 4 times a week. And we started out doing like an hour sessions. Then we got into like, in the very end, like 4 or 5 hour sessions of just hard practicing, like till like 8 at night, just running through everything.
So, Will, I know your father is the public defender, attorney in Sitka. Does he try to poke his nose around your practice sessions and give you some advice on what's going on?
Yes, he did. He did.
Right. That got old fast, I suppose.
Yeah, he. I actually asked him, but he was very helpful.
I understand. Thank you. Jesse, what's your role in this mock trial?
I was 2 witnesses, one for the defense and one for the plaintiff. For defense, I was the expert witness, Charlie Wilcox, so I had to memorize a lot of medical-related stuff and issues, and then I was the mother, Danny Bender, for the...
So again, describe what the type of preparation. There's a lot of reading on your own, or...
It's a lot to memorize. It relates very much in DDF, except you never know what questions the other team is going to cross you on, so they could pull something totally out of left field, and you have to be on point and ready. Whereas in DDF, it's all memorized, and you can just say it point blank. But in mock trial, you have to have those affidavits memorized, or else the other team will crush you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you'll get docked down.
So, Jesse, you're in DDF too, then?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. How about you, Frilly? Are you involved in the DDF program?
Yes, I was.
And Will, how about you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that begs the question, where do you guys find all this time to prep for all these things?
There's no time.
I bet.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, we all have other stuff. Seniors, so much work to do. I'm a swimmer, so I swim like 3-4 hours a day.
Right. So how the grades doing, Will?
Straight A's.
Very good.
Happy about that.
Jesse and Frilly, you guys doing okay with your grades with all this work?
Yes, so far so good.
But I'm a freshman, so there's a difference.
Yeah, I understand. Jesse, how many years have you been involved with the mock trial program?
This is my first year. I wanted to do it last year, but I was too overwhelmed with other activities, and I'm glad I got to do it this year. I was sad I couldn't do it last year.
Good, so it was a good experience for you.
Of course. It was really eye-opening. I learned a lot in one weekend. And it got me thinking about a career in law, possibly. So.
Really? Well, I'm an attorney. Is there any way I can talk you out of that?
Yes.
Frilly, how about you? Did you have you been on the mock trial team in years past?
Well, this is my first year, too, and I'm an exchange student. So, actually, I never did this before. So.
Wow. How you, where are you from, Frilly?
I'm from Indonesia.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm heading to Singapore next week.
Oh, wow. That's
by the
close.
Way, by a couple of years. But we'll talk after this interview. But
sure.
I want to know, do you have any kind of experience like this in your schools in Indonesia related to this?
Well, no. So actually, this is a brand new experience for me. But I did debate before when I was in Indonesia. So, yeah, it's pretty similar, but not so much, not quite similar.
So the legal systems in Indonesia where you live, are they similar to what they are here? Something that you could translate, so to speak?
Yeah, kind of similar. We have jurors and judge too, and attorneys and those kind of stuff. But like, I think there are some things that are different from the justice system here compared to my country. Because I think the constitutional thing, it's different between the countries, too.
Right. So, Will, you're going to keep this mock trial thing up in years
definitely.
To come?
I want to get some of the more debate people out there, because we had a lot of good debaters this year in DDF. But the state competition and the state competition for mock trial were at the same time, very weekends apart. And so they were just right next to each other, so it was hard for those kids to travel, even though we could have probably been very, very good if we had some more kids.
So, Jesse, you're a senior. Are you any plans to go to college next year?
Yes, I do. I was just accepted to School of the Visual Arts, which is in New York City. So that's a possibility, definitely.
Well, congratulations and good luck on that. Thanks. And, Frilly, what are you planning on doing after going back to Indonesia after getting through with your senior year?
Well, I still have one more year in Indonesia, even though I'll graduate from Sitka. So next year I'll be still in Indonesia, try to graduate again.
Any plans to go to college afterwards?
Yeah, I was trying to apply in the University of British Columbia in Canada, and hopefully I get accepted.
Well, and any plans to maybe get a career in law after this?
Well, yeah, it's definitely a consideration for me.
A few years ahead.
Professional witness.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you all coming by today. Congratulations on your third place finish, and I know there was a lot of great competition up there. Good luck in the future. And I'd like to thank Will Pate, Jesse Bartels, and Frilly Utami for coming in from the third place mock trial team for Sitka High School. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. So until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.